This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 31 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, we've been talking about fluoride in the pineal gland, if you have questions about hypothyroidism, skin health issues you or a loved one may be dealing with, or if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the Youngevity products, please head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite Youngevity products off our websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team on pharmacistben.com, brightsideben.com, criticalhealthnews.com. For a one-time $25 fee, you can be part of the Youngevity family. You can start a Youngevity business. If you're an entrepreneur, if you want to make work out of the home, make as much money or as little money as you like, have your be your own boss, don't have a boss, and help change the world at the same time at a fundamental level, the most fundamental level, really, which is the level of our health. That's what we're about at Youngevity, the level of our physical health. Please call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or sign up right off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, so we have been talking about the mysterious pineal gland. The pineal gland is saturated with blood. It's not protected the way the rest of the brain is. The rest of the brain is protected from the blood, from stuff that's floating around in the blood by the so-called blood-brain barrier. The fact that the pineal gland is so drenched, so saturated with blood, and that it's not protected makes it more susceptible to blood toxicity, especially fluoride. And remember, we're talking about a little tiny gland here. It's like the size of a grain of rice. That alone is mind-blowing to me. How can something that small be so, so powerful? Think of that. Let's just picture a grain of rice, or go take a look at a grain of rice, and that's how big your pineal gland is. So the fact that it's drenched with blood means that it's going to be very susceptible to fluoride and also to calcium. Fluoride is a calcium magnet. That's why it works on the teeth. Fluoride induces calcification. And just like you get calcification of the tooth, which is supposedly a good thing, you also get calcification of the pineal gland, which is not a good thing, and it affects pretty much everybody. I'm not sure why this is so, but it turns out almost everybody has some degree of calcification in their pineal gland as they age. Now, some of it has to do with our poor calcium metabolism. Our entire body kind of calcifies, as we get older. It's one of the ways we die, as we calcify. We turn to stone, literally. We turn to a rock. The calcification of the pineal gland is especially harmful because the pineal gland regulates everything. And fluoride is a calcifying agent. That alone is enough of a reason why you wouldn't want to put fluoride in the water. Just what it's doing with your pineal gland. Fluoride messes up the pineal gland. Why is this important? Because the pineal gland affects every single biological function you can name. Nobody ever talks about this. This relationship between fluoride and pineal dysfunction. The pineal gland is a life management gland. It is a stress management gland. It helps us handle life. It's a fertility gland. It's an immune strengthening gland. It's a sugar management gland. It plays a role in growth, in repair, in eating, in procreation. Every single biochemical activity you can name is affected somehow by the pineal gland, even controlled by the pineal gland. And all this happens because the pineal gland senses light. It's not really the pineal gland that's controlling everything. The pineal gland is the mediator. It's the light that controls everything. We are light beings. We are solar beings. Our body is controlled by the light and by the dark. It's controlled by the light-dark cycles. We are tied into the cycles of light and dark. We are tied into the sun, literally. The sun is like our puppet master. We're like the puppets, and the sun is the puppet master. Ancient people knew this. Ancient people recognized the power of the sun over the body, and they worshipped the sun. They called it the sun. They thought the sun was God, which is kind of an interesting little play on words there. So the pineal gland affects everything. It functions like an eye. It's literally like a third eye. It's literally an eye in the middle of your brain, smack dab in the middle of your head. We have an eye in the middle of our head. We have an inner eye. And when I'm saying the pineal gland is like an eye, I am not being metaphorical here. I'm being literal. I really mean an eye. It has pineal gland cells. They call them pinealocytes. I'm not sure how you say that, actually. Call them pineal gland cells. They're light detectors. They're very similar to the rods and the cones. In your eyes, you have cells called rod cells and cone cells, and these rod cells and cone cells detect light and dark. Well, guess what? You got cells that are very similar to rods and cones in your head, inside, that detect shape and color and shading and light. And this light detection property is what allows the pineal gland to sense the rhythms, the light and dark rhythms, the daytime and the nighttime. It's our primary sensor of day-night cycles. We have different chemistry in the day than we do in the night. And this rhythm between day and night, the changes in biochemistry, is called the circadian rhythm. And the circadian rhythm, or the day-night cycles, which control the biochemistry, all the biochemistry, is regulated by the pineal gland. The body is supposed to grow when the days are longer. The chemistry of growth is higher. We have more chemicals of growth when there's more daytime. This is why you want to be out in the sun. The sun stimulates growth. You don't want to hide from the sun. You're going to add hiding from the sun to the list of stupid doctor memes like genetics cause cancer and you got to lower your cholesterol and the diseases are hereditary. You could add that to the garbage heap of nonsense that's spewed out from the medical model. The sun is important for growth. It's important for repair. It's important for health. It's important for healing. And it's all sensed by the pineal gland. That means the pineal gland does all of that. It's responsible for all of that. The pineal gland, via its hormones, regulate puberty. It is especially important for the female reproductive system. Pineal gland hormones, especially melatonin and serotonin, are the two major pineal gland hormones. They affect, melatonin particularly, affects the release of female reproductive hormones, and it affects the health of female egg cells. The pineal gland affects the frequency and the duration of menstrual cycles. In pregnant women, melatonin from the pineal gland can actually enter into the fetus, where it can have a protective role in the fetus. Melatonin is an amazingly fascinating biomolecule in the body. And it's not necessarily one that you want to supplement with. There's a kind of a lot of controversy about melatonin supplementation. But it is really powerful stuff, melatonin is. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Got lines open at 844-236-6010. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday on the Bright Side, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. Search engines are up at both on both websites. You can also purchase longevity products off brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. If you're interested in joining the longevity, joining me in my mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, joining the longevity team, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Also, please check out our Truth Treatment products at truthtreatments.com, retinol 5% gel, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, Truth Transdermal Sea Balm, and our Harper's Bazaar top 150 products in the world. Truth Transdermal Sea Serum, my personal favorite. I use it after I shave. It's amazing after you shave. If you get red spots or you get you're irritated after you shave, legs for women or beards for men, it makes a wonderful soothing aftershave. Truth Transdermal Sea Serum, Truth Transdermal Sea Balm, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, and Truth Retinol 5% Gel are all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, so we're talking pineal gland, fluoridation, calcification. You never hear about the problems when it talks about fluoride in the water. Oh, they'll make your teeth stronger, but you never hear about what they do to what fluoride does to the rest of the body, how it increases calcification, how it's just toxic stuff. But it's especially toxic to the pineal gland, which is our major light dark sensing gland. It affects fertility because of the pineal gland's relationship to fertility and the reproductive system, and because of its susceptibility to fluoridation, it's like fluoride in the water is a population control mechanism. It's like a strategy for population control, a sneaky strategy for population control. Drink distilled water, best bet, or reverse osmosis water. Some people have a problem with distilled water, whatever, just drink clean. I like distilled water personally, but reverse osmosis water is good too. So the pineal gland, this mysterious structure in the middle of our head that's like a third eye, is responsible basically for converting the outside world, which we detect as light, and the time of year, and the time of day, and the season, to biochemistry. So we're responsive to the time of the year. Our biochemistry is responsive to the time of the year via the pineal gland. Light goes to the pineal gland, goes to biochemistry. Adaptive biochemistry, that is, we adapt, we're responsive to the time of year. We have different biochemistry in the summer than we do in the winter. We have different biochemistry in the morning than we do at night. We have different biochemistry at 5 p.m. than we do at 5 a.m. We have different biochemistry in January than we do in July. We have different biochemistry in the summer than we do in the fall, than we do in the winter, than we do in the spring. It's all mediated by the pineal gland. In the summertime, the days are longer. Sunlight has red light. Fluorescent light has blue light. Sunlight has more red light, I should say. And red light is energizing. Red light is building. Red light helps the body secrete stress management and life management hormones. I like the term life management more than stress management, because stress is, you know, part of life. We have this idea that stress is somehow a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. The body adapts to stress. The body grows from stress. So I'm going to call life management hormones. Cortisol, testosterone, DHEA, estrogen. All of these come from, are stimulated by the activity of red light from the sun. On the other hand, blue light, which is in fluorescent lighting, that suppresses life management hormones. That's why you don't want to be under fluorescent lighting if you can avoid it, which is almost impossible, right? Fluorescent lights emit more blue light, and blue light has a kind of suppressant effect on these life management hormones. Sunlight, on the other hand, has a stimulating effect on life management hormones. Pineal activity especially involves the immune system. Our ability to resist disease, our ability to resist infections, the shingles virus, for example, stressors. During the summer, days are longer, temperatures are warmer. That's when we evolve to be active and forage and hunt and have babies. That's when our immune system is the most robust. That's when a fertility is the most active, or fertility is at its highest in the summertime. The immune system is strongest and more robust in the summertime. On the other hand, where there is less light, where the days are shorter, either in the northern part of the north of the equator, or in the wintertime, I should say, the body is more prone to low metabolic symptoms, things like seasonal depression, SAD, seasonal depressional disorder. Weight gain is more likely in the wintertime. You notice how you gain more weight in the wintertime than you do in the summertime? PMS, anxiety, food cravings, fatigue, especially colds and flus. These are all more susceptible to all of these things when there's less light, like in the wintertime. That's why there's a flu season. Flu season is not in the summer. Flu season is in the winter. Why? Because the immune system is weaker in the wintertime. Blame the pineal gland. We don't get the flu as much in the summer. Cycles of light and dark regulate all of these functions. And later, cycles of light and dark and the pineal gland's activity affects the body's most important biochemical building substance of all. The body's biochemical best friend, cholesterol. Yes, I said cholesterol. The body's biochemical best friend. I was just reading this morning, by the way, how now scientists believe that HDL might not be a good cholesterol. Last year I read how LDL might not be a bad cholesterol. Pull these studies up. We'll talk about them. Maybe we'll talk about them tomorrow. Cholesterol, there's no good or bad cholesterol. Let's get that out of our heads. Cholesterol is a major building substance, period. And like I said earlier, how fluoridation of the water is a population control mechanism, or might be a population control mechanism, conceivably, so is statin drugs. Statin drugs are a way to get us out of the gene pool because cholesterol is critical for growth and growth and repair and anti-aging. Cholesterol is anti-aging. Low cholesterol, without enough cholesterol, I should say, you can't make stress management, life management hormones, you can't be fertile, and cholesterol levels are highly regulated by the pineal gland. The pineal gland, number one, turns on the production of chemicals of life management, fertility, all the good stuff, we'll say. And it all comes from two major factors. Number one, how it interprets time. And number two, its ability to stimulate the secretion of building chemicals. That's the pineal gland. That's why the pineal gland is so important, and that's why fluoridation of the water is so problematic. Number one, the pineal gland interprets the rhythms of time, seasons and light and dark and day and night. And it regulates building chemicals. Cholesterol and insulin. Cholesterol and insulin are two of the most important, we'll say. Cholesterol is ridiculously important, unbelievably important. The health of the pineal gland is important for helping the body turn cholesterol into stress hormones. It helps us utilize cholesterol. If you take the pineal gland out of rats, you'll end up with elevated cholesterol levels because they can't use the cholesterol. They can't turn that cholesterol into their stress management, their life management hormones. All right, there's so much here to talk about. We'll do that. We'll finish up tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow talking pineal gland and fluoride and cholesterol and cortisol. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll return right after this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on Brightside. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story or questions about anything we're speaking about here today, or a health challenge that you or a loved one maybe dealing with, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open, and we'll get to you, your calls here momentarily, so hang tight. Excuse me. From the Center for Disease Control, this is research from the University of Missouri School of Medicine. Flavonoids found in blueberries and other berries can actually boost cervical cancer therapy. That is, if you're on chemotherapy, using flavonoids from fruits and vegetables can help boost the effects of the drugs you're taking for cervical cancer. This is one of the hidden benefits of nutritional supplements that I always get asked this question. Are these nutrients going to interfere with my medicines? Or doctors will say, don't take those nutrients, they'll interfere with your medicines. No, they won't. Nutrients will make your medicines work better. I guess that's kind of an interference, but what it is a good interference, because it means you'll have to take less drugs. Not only that, but when you're on drugs, you're depleting your body of precious nutrients. This is something you never hear your doctor or pharmacist talk about. Drugs cause nutritional depletion. Let me say that again. That's so important. Pharmaceuticals, the drugs we take to supposedly make us better, which they don't, deplete our body of nutrients. Tell that to your doctor. If he tells you the nutrients are going to interfere with the meds. No. Number one, the nutrients will make the meds work better. And number two, then you need the nutrients because you're going to become depleted by taking the poison / medicine. All right. One more, and then we'll get your calls. 844-236-6010. This is from the Journal of Cutaneous Medical Surgery. Risks and benefits of cannabis, also known as marijuana, in dermatology. Cannabis has been used for recreational purposes for millennia, also actually used for medicinal purposes, but it turns out cannabis might have use for folks who have acne, dermatitis, rashes, pruritus, wound healing. It might have benefits even for skin cancer. Nobody really knows, but it's very possible. All the cells of your body are responsive to cannabis. That is specifically the cannabinoids in cannabis. Cannabis is just a plant. Never mind the stupidity and the meanness and the pig-headedness of a government telling the people that they can't grow plants, they can't eat their lettuce. But, you know, laws against cannabis are like having laws against lettuce. That'd be like some country where they said lettuce is illegal, and if you grew lettuce, you could go to jail for 20 years if you sold lettuce. That's how stupid it is. Yes, you can get high from cannabis, obviously, but you can also get healed from it based on numerous, numerous studies, particularly CBD, which is just amazingly important. But I was just reading how the FDA, or the DEA, I should say, has now decided that CBD is going to be a Schedule 1 drug. That is no known medical use, despite the voluminous evidence that it's got tremendous value, medicinal value, therapeutic value for epilepsy, for anxiety, for pain, for cancer. Voluminous evidence, huge amounts of evidence. And if it's not a no medical use, why is the government researching at their government research centers in Mississippi how cannabis works for medicinal properties? Why are drug companies spending so much money on cannabinoid research? Anyway, all the cells of your body are responsive to cannabinoids, all of them, including your skin cells. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open for you. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Ron in Minneapolis. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How are you, Ben?
Doing good. How about you?
Good, good. Yeah. I called last week, and remember I had that issue with the fuzzy urine, and you said maybe it's a kidney thing. I was wondering, anyway.
Remind me, was it foamy urine? Were we talking foamy urine?
Yeah, foamy in the urine. So I've noticed when I get up in the morning, you know, I haven't had any protein since before I went to bed, maybe an hour, and my urine isn't fuzzy. So then after I have protein, then it is.
Yeah, that's protein. Foam means protein, but there's two reasons why protein will show up in your urine, two main reasons, and that is your kidneys are not filtering, so you got a kidney issue, or it could also be that you're just doing too much protein. Now, it's unlikely that you're doing too much protein unless you're like doing, you know, huge scoops of it out of protein powder. I suppose that could happen. Most people aren't going to do that much protein that foam will come out in the urine if they're healthy. So I'd be guessing kidney issues. Do you have anything else going on?
No. How would I find out if it was kidney issues? How would I?
Well,
would I
help you, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you right now. This is how you find out if it's going on. You look for other symptoms in the body. That's a great question, by the way. You know, if you go to the doctor, they're going to run tests on you, and then they'll determine how healthy you are, how healthy your kidneys are based on your test scores. Problem with that logic is they have to have references to see, you know, good to see if your numbers are good or bad. They have to have standard references, and then they determine where you fall into that range of standard references. I don't like standard references because there's no standard people. You know what I'm saying? They try to do these statistical algorithms and, you know, to try to figure out what the average is. But there's nobody who's average, so I'm not a big believer in tests. What I prefer doing is looking for other symptoms. Most important kidney symptoms are going to involve your blood sugar, Also, heart problems, or not heart, but cardiovascular, like blood pressure issues maybe. Not necessarily heart problems, but could also involve the circulatory system. Kidneys regulate the circulatory system. So you may have issues like when you stand up, your blood pressure doesn't adjust and you feel dizzy or woozy. That could be a sign.
Nope. Okay.
Not going on there. Do you, are weight gain issues?
Nope, do you weight,
no weight gain issues. Let's see what else I could think of here. Blood sugar issues. Do you have any blood sugar issues? Do you feel tired after you eat? Do you feel tired after you eat sugar, or do you crave sugar? Do you go through high blood sugar, low blood sugar, roller coaster kinds of things?
No, but I do feel it when I have high glycemic foods, like, for instance, like corn. That's
okay.
A higher one.
Okay, well, that's not necessarily an issue. It could be. It tends towards something. But basically, that's what you want to be looking for is other symptoms. You have to collect the dots, and then you connect the dots. But you got to collect them before you connect them. You got to have a bunch of data points. It's like sampling. You know, the more data points you have, the more accurate your picture is going to be. If you have one, if you have a canvas, and I put a dot in the center of the canvas, you can't tell what it is. But if I put more dots, eventually a picture is going to start to emerge. And that's what you want, is a picture to emerge from the body. This is what a doctor should be doing. This is a doctor's role, is to put the dots together and to create a picture of what's happening in the body. The thing is, we don't need doctors to do it. We can do it ourselves. The more points you have, the clearer the picture will be. You gave me one point, foam in the urine. That's definitely a point, because that shouldn't happen. But now we got to get some more points, because one point is just a dot in the middle of our canvas. I can't tell if it's a mountain or a river or a tree or anything else. I need more points. Are you making sense here?
I don't have any really sugar things, like I say.
Well, what you don't have is not a point.
Yeah.
What you don't have, it doesn't count. I don't need to know what you don't have. You need to know what you do have. You understand?
Okay.
You understand here? You got to find points. You got to be attuned to your body. Hang on, Ron. We'll finish up when we come back. Okay, we've got to take a break. And if you're on hold, hang tight as well. We'll finish up. We'll get your calls as well. We'll finish up with Ron. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Ron in Minneapolis. Got lines open, by the way, 844-236-6010. Ron, let's get Ron up here. Ron? Yo, Ron. Do we have Ron?
Yep.
Oh, there you are. Hey, Ron. So, kidney protein in the urine usually indicates something going on with the kidneys, although it can be just excess protein that you're ingesting. That's unlikely, unless you're going crazy with your protein. More than likely, it's a kidney issue. The best way to handle this, in my opinion, is to look for other things going wrong in the body. Now, another thing you could do is just work generically on your health, number one, and that's the triangle of disease. That's always a good thing. Look for food problems, eliminate problem foods, eat less foods, use microbiome-supporting strategies like probiotics and fiber. And this is not just for Ron, by the way. This is just a general way to get healthy. Whether you're symptomatic or not, if you're symptomatic and you can't figure out where it's coming from, this is just a good strategy. Number one, you focus on digestive health. I know I say it every day. I'll just say it again. Focus on digestive health. Eliminate problem foods. Use fiber, veggie juices, probiotics, fermented foods. Eat less food. Intermittent fasting. Use connective tissue building supplements to build and strengthen the intestinal lining. Things like glucosamine and hyaluronic acid, your glucogel caps and ultimate EFAs and zinc. Work on digestive health in terms of the stomach. Make sure you're getting enough your ultimate enzymes with meals, apple cider vinegar. Everything you think of for the digestive system. Then stabilize the blood sugar system. Major relationship between the kidneys and the blood sugar system. Using your sweeties, your ultimate niacin, your ultimate selenium. Making sure you're not eating as much sugar. That's a big one, man. Eating sugar is the big one, and I am not saying this like I'm better than anybody because I'm addicted to it, too. Sugar addiction is built into us, folks, and it's because of our reward chemistry. Everything we do is controlled by reward chemistry. Our body looks for rewards, and manufacturers of products know this, and they know it will hit our reward chemistry. We'll do anything for a reward, biochemically speaking, and reward chemistry is activated big time by sugar. And manufacturers know this. We'll get a reward. We'll feel like yippee. When I say reward, it's like yippee for the brain. Sugar makes your brain go yippee, and it's hardwired. It's built in. And you got to be a Zen monk to be able to resist it, or you can tap into or hack into it, I should say, using glutamine supplements, using more protein, using BCAAs. Now, in your case, Ron, you got to be a little bit more careful with the protein, of course, but still, more protein as opposed to carbs and as opposed to carbohydrates, and more fat, ideally, more fat. Fat is very filling and very satisfying. And then also getting reward, finding another place to get reward chemistry activation that's not food-based. You know, you can get reward by opening the door. You can get reward by cleaning the garage. You can get reward chemistry by finishing a project. There's lots of ways to hack into reward chemistry. So, you know, we got to figure out the whole blood sugar, reward, insulin, sweet thing, and that's extremely important. And then supplements, of course, can also help the body process sugar, particularly chromium, vanadium, and niacin, all of which are in the Yongevity products, the Sweeties and the Ultimate Niacin. And then last, but most certainly not least, is the adrenal thyroid complex. Calm the body down as best as you can. Meditation's great. A nap is great. Sleep is great. Muscle relaxation is great. Deep breathing is great. Hot tubs and hot water. There's so many ways to calm the body down. The adrenal thyroid complex is the third point in the triangle of disease, which means after that, everything follows. The body, all breakdown follows. Now, that wasn't specifically for the protein in your urine or for the foam in your urine, Ron, but if you have foam in your urine, that means the body is breaking down on some level, and everything I just talked about will help, will reverse that trend, will take you from degeneration into regeneration. All right?
Okay, and that'll help the kidneys too, right, you think?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely will help the kidneys. Don't forget that, and don't forget your supplements. I mean, your general basic supplements, like the Healthy Start Pack. All right, I'm going to let you go, bud.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Have a great day yourself. All right, John in Oklahoma, good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Good morning. Hi,
hey, buddy. Oh, is this Underwear Man, Underwear Guy?
It is.
Now you're in Oklahoma. I love it. You're just all over the place. We're in Oklahoma.
5 degrees yesterday morning.
Is that right? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we had a cold here. The whole country, I think, is that cold. That's
okay,
all right.
So
it'll be warm soon enough. Yes, go ahead, John.
And it just happens to follow up on the kidneys. So over the past few years, when I get up in the mornings, that's when I notice it the most. I will have a pain in the small of my back. I used to think that maybe it was muscular or maybe it was a joint pain or something, and it'll go away after a couple hours. I won't feel it again.
Okay.
But it's at one point in time, years ago, I got up. I couldn't even stand up. I just had to lay back down. I was there for about 24 hours. Finally, I got up, found some cranberry juice and just water, and I just flushed my kidneys out, or I flushed my body out. And the pain eventually went away. So it comes and goes with me. Right now I'm on a moderate protein, high-fat diet. I'm working out a lot. I am doing exactly all of your protocol. I mean, from the get-go, probiotics, fiber, everything, except that I'm adding in a lot of weights and I'm trying to build muscle. The other day I was looking into something on YouTube about kidneys and I ran across baking soda and kidneys.
Okay.
What, do you know anything about that?
No, but baking soda alkalinizes things and it'll alkalinize the kidneys if they're acid. The kidneys is clearing out acid wastes. So alkalinization might have a health benefit. I hadn't heard of that, but just thinking from a biochemical standpoint, it may have an alkalinizing effect on toxic buildup. Maybe help raise the pH if the kidneys are acidic, and that can happen. I imagine that can definitely be a problem. What did they say on YouTube?
Just about, you know, say a teaspoon, half a teaspoon a day.
But did they say why it did anything?
It had something to do with neutralizing some acid.
Yeah, that would be my thinking. The kidney is processing acid, so it can be, you know, the tissue itself can become acidic if you're toxic. Sugar is the real bad guy in kidney toxicity. So I don't know necessarily that would help directly, but it may help reduce or raise the pH from some of the acid wastes that the kidney has to deal with. That's something to think about. But I'm kind of curious about this thing in the morning, where the kidneys are. Are you positive that it's the kidneys and not the back?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Because it would make more sense that it would be the back. It would make more sense to me that it would be the back. I don't know necessarily why, why the kidney will. Unless you're accumulating acids while you sleep, I suppose that might have an effect on it. Try doing something alkalinized, some baking soda or something first thing in the morning. See if that helps the next time you have the kidney pain, or if it's the back.
And
that's it's much more common for it to be the back. You know, something very interesting about the connective tissue, and that when we talk about the back, we're really talking about the connective tissue. Something that's very interesting is the body will dump toxicity into the connective tissue, especially at night. So when you're sleeping, that's a golden opportunity for the body to get rid of its toxic, or for the blood to get rid of its toxicity, and it will tend to get rid of it in the connective tissue. And this is a very, very underappreciated point about biology, is that the connective tissue is the great dumping ground of blood toxicity. So that if you're eating the wrong foods or you're eating at night before you go to bed and your body's working through the night to try to clear the blood, or there's a lot of toxicity in the blood, you will wake up not only with pain, connective tissue pain, but you'll also wake up groggy, or not groggy, but you won't be able to move as well. Well, you also wake up groggy, too. That can happen, too. But in terms of the connective tissue's role as a dumping ground, that can be first thing in the morning is when you can, sometimes you'll notice it most first thing in the morning, because a lot of that dumping happens at night. And that's one of the reasons why we need coffee first thing in the morning to get going, is because our body's kind of sluggish from all the toxins that have been dumped in throughout the night. So I would be thinking more that it had something to do with the back, with the muscles or the connective tissue, than it would with the kidneys. But try a little baking soda, see what happens first thing in the morning, if that makes a difference. All right, John?
That's actually what I'm doing. I'm just trying a little bit of everything, and then
yeah,
I'll
see what happens. Let me know. What happens.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate
good to talk to you, John. Happy New Year.
Happy.
All right, that was our friend Underwear Guy. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about the pineal gland. The pineal gland, by the way, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, the pineal gland evolved, according to a new theory anyway, to improve vision. Not only is the pineal gland an organ of vision in the center of your head, but it actually may have a role in keeping toxic compounds away from the eye, and that's according to the National Institute of Health. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for information about the longevity products, as well as news stories and blog posts. And please go to truthtreatments.com for all my Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildgraf. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime.